Chapter 2. Deep Violence. 1. The Clock of the Past. Where did Jerusalem and all that it implies come from? In order to grasp the full significance of the holy city and of the rituals that sanctify it to this day, as well as of the conflicts that desecrate it, the question must be pushed back. Where did religion come from? How did it sponsor violence? Who were our ancestors, and what about them prepared the way for us? As it happened, Jerusalem was close to the center of the region in which humans as we know ourselves today came into being. What makes Jerusalem a generating center of heat can be understood as predating Jerusalem, so we must begin our meditation with a kind of detour in time to grasp more fully how our city came to be, what and where it is. Every human act has its beginning in the acts of those who lived long before us. This is true of war. It is true of religion. Can we tell time on the clock of our deep past? Was violence there at the start? When began the cult of sacrifice? When did human beings become the creatures who so oppose violence they will commit violence to stop it? Who is the God who requires such worship? Let's try to imagine, in other words, the mix of shed blood and sacred ritual at the earliest stages of human existence. 13 billion years ago, the hypothesis declares, all mass was concentrated into a single point, far smaller than the dot at the end of a sentence. Apart from that primeval atom, there was nothing. Then it exploded, the creation of matter and energy. Hot, dark radiation moving away from what was all at once a center, an expansion of the universe that continues to this day, with all that exists still rushing away from the alpha void toward an omega void, which may amount to the same thing. So began what we think of as time and space. 13 billion years ago is a mark on the human calendar. Yet the number eludes us. According to scientists at the Smithsonian Institution, the simple act of counting to 13 billion would take the average human, counting in English, nearly 400 years. 13 billion years of black holes, antimatter, light, velocity, force fields, liquids, gases, particles, gravity, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, supernovas, nebulae, galaxies, stars, and planets. 4 billion years ago, to which it would take 120 years to count, this process, like a potter throwing clay, threw earth, which in turn threw earth, air, fire, water, ice, stone, soil, vegetation, fish, animals, and consciousness. When, 5 to 6 million years ago, it would take only 2 months to count that high, drought replaced rain in what is now East Africa, the lakes dried up, the jungle gave way to grassy savanna, and the progenitors of present-day humans began to come into being. They learned to walk upright, to use a thumb. Over the generations, they shed much of their bodily hair, the better to dispose of heat through pores in their skin, which equipped them for sudden bursts of energy and effort to flee or chase other creatures. Because they lost heat by expelling water from their bodies, they had to drink more.